Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Morning, Brother Terry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I tell you. So you got up, you did your run, your walk.
You always did my walk. Yeah, it's 5 miles.
God, wow. Get it going. Get that health going, you know. I think I'm going to be joining you real soon with that process.
Well, please come on. I mean, you know, it's only hard when you start. After that, it flows like water, you know.
Yeah.
That step is always the hardest, but after that, just keep on going.
Just keep it up.
Yes. Follow through.
Follow through. Now, see?
That's from last week.
I think I'm going to be talking about that on his show, actually on Monday morning, but... Yeah, success is in the follow-through. But, yes, wow, that's just so true. So true in so many ways. We see that. But I know today you're going to be talking about something that is so, so, so very needed, a conversation that we must have, talking about what have you done for me lately? I think about Janet Jackson and that song.
That's the idea. That's the idea.
Okay. Well, we want to welcome each and every person that tunes into the show. Good morning and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show with Professor Terry Benjamin. Each and every Tuesday he's here. We're here every day, Monday through Friday. But he is our co-host every Tuesday morning. He comes up with the topics. He develops the topics, and I just flow with it. He is the author of Sexy at 60, which I found out from some more sources that people, well, actually, there's two categories. There's people who are turning 85. They are becoming the largest segment of the population.
That's amazing.
You know, in years past, it was always the children were the largest segment. And people over 85, baby boomers, the first baby boomers are just hitting 65, I believe, this year. So the first set of baby boomers, the original baby boomers.
yes.
Those folk, if you saw 65 or anywhere near 65, of course, you are officially a baby boomer, and they're doing all kinds of studies now to, well, some studies they've already started, but many they're doing to see what we want and need. So you're right, Terry, if you got a business that can fill the need of the baby boomers, your business might be booming. So
yeah, well, again, I think it's all about service, and there's such a large population, but I think what it is that people, like I know, born during 1950, like myself, we've had opportunity to see many things happen, and we know that longevity is a reality. And again, and I'm with the opinion that if we're going to be here longer, we want to be here better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So yes, and I can't wait to come out to one of your sort of like a spoken word, kind of like that event. But why don't you tell us what the event is?
Oh, well, again, what we're doing is we're trying to do every third Thursday of the month, but the next one is scheduled for June the 21st. And this one is really special. I mean, it's like our third one, and we've been really getting, you know, a good turnout and a lot of people coming out to perform. But this June 21st is going to be a celebration of 10 years of in-house publishing. And as a result of that, we're going to have a special promotion. I've been reaching out to a lot of independent filmmakers because that is one of my goals as well, to do films. But we met some people who are independent filmmakers. And what we're going to do, we're doing a special promotion with a gentleman named Alex, Alex Mazanet, who has a film out called Narcs. He was a formerly undercover police officer, and he wrote this film called Narcs, N-A-R-Z, it's spelled, and we're going to do promotion. We're going to be selling his book and my newest publication called Corruption, which will be coming out at that time as well. And Corruption is written by Gregory A. McCrae and Robert L. Thompson. And what we're going to do, we're putting both these things together. So for $20, you can buy a book and also a new DVD. And this is a special promotion from In-House Publishing. So we're going to do that, and as well as having the jazz, the poetry. We have a live band, and we also have a spoken word competition. And now we got to the point where just some people don't even want to be in the competition. They just want to come in, come up and read their poem, or just share a positive message with the crowd. So again, June 21st is going to be our next jazz, poetry, and R&B event, and it's at Mango's Grill in Raleigh. And Lisa, like I told you, I mean, if whenever you come, we have a vendor table for you free of charge. And for anybody else who would like to come in, just contact me, inbox me, and we'll set it up for you. But again, it's a great time. It's a great celebration, and we want people to come out and really enjoy themselves because, again, it's all about helping each other, and each one teach one, but each one also help one as well.
Well, I'm excited about that, and also just to let you know and others who may be listening that on today I am doing a workshop today entitled Resuscitate Your Power.
That's great. I like that.
Yes. So it's sexual and domestic violence awareness and prevention workshop. So for anybody that is that knows anyone who would like to attend that workshop, please inbox me. But it's going to be this morning. We're doing two sessions, one this morning at 10 o'clock over there in Elizabeth, and another one this evening from 6 to 8. So just wanted to put that out there.
That's great. That's great. And I like that word resuscitate, because that helps you understand that, you know, it's never too late. Okay, you may be near death, but we can resuscitate you.
That's right.
And help you put you in the right direction for your purpose and also to realize your dream.
You know what? That's so good you got that, because I didn't want to say, you know, initially I was going to go with take back your power. But my whole message is that with the release your power is that you already have it. So
yes.
The person only thought they took it away, or you thought they took it, but you really had it all along.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the thing is we don't realize how strong we really are. That's the sad thing, and we keep on thinking that we are powerless, but we are more powerful than we could ever imagine. But I think what we need to do is get around people like yourself and like myself and have these people speak into you and resuscitate some of those dead dreams, those dead thoughts and dead feelings, and wake you up. That's why it's so important to be around like-minded people.
You know what, Terry? It is so, oh, my God. You hit the nail on the head right there. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yesterday, I just realized that you were so right. It is so important to be around people that are going to be like-minded, positive people, and they don't have to be yes people. They don't have yes everything you do or say, but they do have to be people that mean you well.
That's right. They do. Yeah, I always say, you know, don't go where you're tolerated. Go where you're celebrated. Because that's where you get your energy to move on. Because you're around passionate people, even though that may not be your passion, you get caught up in their passion and their energy. And you say, wow, he's doing that in that area, which is great. Maybe I can keep on doing more in my area. So not so much yes people or not so much people doing what you want to do, but people have passion, because that passion builds that purpose. And we all need passion and purpose in our lives.
Amen. Ain't that something? Okay. Well. There you have
it.
We're going to move to the next segment of the show, where you're going to talk about this. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay, well, here we go. This is a suggestion, something to think about. Maybe you're not getting enough because you're not giving enough. The Bible says a generous person will prosper. Whosoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And this is from Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25. But it's also put another way in different translations. One translation reads this way. It says here, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. It's like when you give a party. The party is not really for you, although it may be your birthday or your anniversary or some other memorable event. When I give a party, personally, I like to just sit back and see my family and friends enjoying themselves. That gives me great joy and much pleasure. And what I'm suggesting to you and our radio audience is that you should get into the habit, because it always feels good. It always feels good to give. And to give is a gift, especially if you don't expect anything in return. And we all have something to give. I think Russell Simmons said it best when he said we should give unconditionally. As he explained in his book, his best-selling book, titled Super Rich, A Guide to Having It All, he says, and I quote, and this is from page 23, and he says here, I'm always struck by how many people fail to see the connection between giving and attraction. People will tell me that they're writers but aren't writing anything at the moment because it's hard to find writing gigs these days. Or they're great chefs but aren't working at the moment because they are self-trained, and right now the restaurants are only hiring people who have graduated from culinary school. Whenever I hear that sort of talk, I say, stop making excuses and go do what you're supposed to be doing. And you can start by cooking me a nice vegan meal if you've got too much time on your hands. Imagine if a comedian said, sorry, but I can't be funny right now because no one's paying me. Man, it's a comedian's job to be funny all of the time. Whether it's in a barbershop, an open mic night, or even his own HBO special. Whether getting paid or not, he cannot stop making people laugh. The moment he stops giving away his humor, he stops being a comedian. And it's the same for writers, chefs, lawyers, doctors, or whoever. If you ain't giving away your gift, then you ain't in the game. If you ain't in the game, you're never going to win. This is from Russell Simmons, and I guess in essence what he's saying, you have to be in it to win it. Participate fully in the joy of life. Don't stay on the sidelines. Join the party. If you have a gift, give that a gift. And don't worry about getting paid. Just be into doing what you do so you can get better at it. To give fully, one must understand the three F's. And this is explained by Willie Jolly in his book, Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, Seven Secrets for Going Up and Down Times. And Willie Jolly is one of the greatest motivational speakers that I've met in a long, long time. And I've never met him personally, but I've read all his books and I listened to his radio program on cable radio. And he talks about the three F's, and I'm going to just go to his book here briefly. When he says here, over the years, I've encouraged my friends and clients to understand the three F's of success, which are faith, focus, and follow through. You must have faith that you are going to live your dreams and achieve big goals. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith involves the stuff that comes from having hope and believing that your thoughts and dreams can come true. It is walking and moving forward with the confidence of positive expectation. Faith to expect a good thing to come from your actions and to see things in your mind that are not really as a possibility. And he goes on to say that focus, success is not about hocus pocus, but rather about focus. You must focus on your dreams and goals and not be distracted by all the noise and static that is constantly trying to take us off course and off target. That is why I have been shouting over and over again that the importance of goals and why you must take time to think about them, write them down, and then read them regularly. And his last F is follow-through. He says here, next is follow-through, which is a step that involves actively going through the business development process. I said you must go through the process because it is part of the circle of your life. You have a beginning, a middle, and an end. So that is the follow-through that he talks about in his 3S. But you know what? It's funny, but you talk about faith, you talk about focus, and you talk about follow-through, and these are all good habits to cultivate as we look toward our brand new glorious future. The beautiful thing about this life is that we get a chance to get better with each day and be that person that we want to be. Be a blessing to this world like others have been a blessing to us. That's why I'm so happy about giving, because it gives me an opportunity to say thank you to all those who have helped me in the past to get where I am today. My last quotation is from a new book by Emmitt Smith, the former NFL all-time leading rusher with the Dallas Cowboys, and also he was a champion on Dancing with the Stars. In his new book, Game On, Find Your Purpose, Pursue Your Dream, Emmitt Smith says something that I put on my Facebook page because I think it's just so important. And he says here, and I quote, whatever you achieve in life, accomplishments, material possessions, wealth, prestige, all that means very little when you are gone. It is what you have done for others that determines your legacy. Your contribution to the greater good will define you. How many lives will you have touched? How many will say that your departure is their loss and the world's as well? And this is from Emmitt Smith from the book Game On, Find Your Purpose, Pursue Your Dreams. In the final analysis, I want to say that nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to leave this life. But we do go. Let it be said that we love, that we were loved, and that people will miss us, and that we will be of the kind that they will miss us, not because of the things that we had, but the things that we did, that because we had a generous spirit. And again, in the final analysis, it is your generous spirit that will live on and all that you have left behind. And again, it's so funny, we talk about living a good life and having a lot of privileges. I think about recently in the news, Mary Kennedy, who just died, and she was a member of the famous Kennedy family, and they had all the wealth and prestige that you can imagine. But yet, at 52, she hanged herself. She took her own life. She suffered with depression for a long, long time, and finally, she went into the back of the barn that was attached to her home, and she actually killed herself. But again, we understand that people do pass, and, it's not so much what they did, but what they left behind. because, again, as she died at her funeral, they celebrated her gifts, her friendship, her gifts for parenting, her gifts for raising money, and her gifts for worthy causes and nurturing family and friends. And so, again, we want to be here. We want to satisfy ourselves, but even more so than that, we want to leave a legacy. And I believe, for me, and I guess for you, Lisa, and for our listeners, that we want to leave a legacy of respect, but also a legacy of purpose and power. Because the final analysis, this is what we need to give to our family and our friends and to give for ourselves. So we ask the question, what have you done for me lately? We should think about what have we given lately and how our giving can help us to receive more. And to that I say, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, I'm about to call you Pastor Terry. Pastor Terry. So, yes, that's a good word. Yes, yes, yes. Giving of ourselves, giving of our talents, skills and our abilities, building our skills and abilities so that we have more to give when we feel that urge. You know, God, you know, he's going to give us double, then he gives us double gifts and skills and talents.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thankful that you've come here and you brought this topic as well as other topics, and those who tune into the show can be a part of this type of discussion, talking about using yourself up. What, you know, yes, very, very sad to hear about the Kennedy sister, you know. And, you know, it was just a little, you know, just a little stunned there, of course, if you haven't followed and don't know some of the history with her life. But, you know, there are a lot of people who do suffer from depression and what have you. And there are people who suffer from depression that, you know, don't take their lives. There are people who take their lives who didn't appear to be suffering from depression. And so I tell you, wow, that's just really, really just lets us know that so much work we can do. And, you know, again, we got to talk to people and anybody and everybody. We can't think that because people have money or they have fortune or they because they have fame that they don't too have depression.
And they suffer, and it is so sad, and that's why people have to understand that. That's why it's so strong to build character. It's so strong to build within yourself a reservoir of information. So when you go out, you can share this with people. But the thing is, I think that we need to understand it's really inside job. You know, what we build inside, it's reflected. And it's reflected to the world. That's why it's so important for us to be in meditation, to read and to study. You know, it's so funny. I know I read a lot, and a lot of times I encourage people to read. And I know, again, a lot of times they know they should read, but they don't. And I think probably one of my gifts is to maybe do things that other people won't do. I mean, I'll read the books, and I'll tell you what the books are. Because maybe that's my goal, but it's funny. But I'm reading this book here by Emmitt Smith, and I'm not a big sports fan, but this man has impressed me because he's more than sports. And he says here on page 69, and I put this on my Facebook this morning, and I got so many people that sort of is telling me they like my status. I just want to read it briefly. It says here, God, he's talking about God. He says, God prepared me for my walk on this earth by giving me, first of all, the gift of faith, a gift that I've always acknowledged but have come to appreciate fully only in recent years. Then the Lord granted me the power to dream beyond my circumstances, and he guided me to set goals that move me along his path. And I tell you, Lisa, I really want to thank you because I know for myself that I would not have even thought in the direction that I'm thinking in and embracing God like I have, if it wasn't for this program. I don't know how this came to me, but you know what? Every Tuesday, it has been for me a revelation, and I thank you for that because, again, like I said, nothing that I planned is nothing that we planned, but it's turning out so wonderful that I just have to thank God and thank you and thank the listeners for giving me the opportunity to share something that I didn't even know I had. That's the craziest thing about it, you know. You made me dig deep into myself and find things that I didn't know were there. And I thank you for that. And I know because I have this public forum, I have to each week come with something. And I tell you, it's amazing because I was supposed to do another program in my mind. But then I started thinking about Mary Kennedy, and I started thinking about her legacy and my legacy and legacy of people that I love. And it's so funny because this morning I'm actually going to a funeral. A woman who was very instrumental in my family. As a matter of fact, it's my brother's stepmother. I mean, she married my brother's father, and although she's not his biological mother, they're very, very close. And so, again, I'm going to this funeral this morning, and they asked me to say a few words. And basically, my theme this morning for the funeral is joy inside my tears. There's joy, not that she's passing, but it's joy that she left a legacy. And so although I have tears, there's joy inside these tears because of her legacy. And like I said, it just, for me, it's just great to have this program, this opportunity, because I'm really speaking from my heart. I mean, I've gotten to have writing some things down only because I like to guide myself in terms of what I'm saying to make it effective. But again, it's a blessing, and I'm glad to share my gift because, you know, you can't take it with you.
Well, you know, I want to just again say I appreciate, you know, all that you put into the show, and want to just take a moment to, again, welcome our guests to the show, those that tune in each and every Tuesday that are also blessed by your powerful words. Also want to say good morning to my dear friend, Sister Kiva, who also has a radio show on Blog Talk Radio as well, and many others who, if you don't have a show, or you're going to have a show, but, you know, you're right. You know, people have to realize, you know, who it is that God has placed in their lives. And, you know, he's placed these individuals there strategically. These are not haphazard relationships of these individuals, and we have to, you know, work together and help each other, and you do a great job at that, which is why they had you as the director there of admissions for all those fathers at Union County College. You know, I thank God you were there that day I came there because I did not know what I was doing. And so you knew the whole process.
There's no accidents, though.
Right, you knew the whole process. I was very skeptical at first. I thought it wasn't going to get done because I was coming at the last minute. And, you know, you got all the paperwork, and I thought, boy, this is not going to be right. I don't have the transcript.
Yeah.
I don't have this or that. But, you know, I just thank God in these colleges for people like you who know the whole process. And I know that's probably a whole nother show. We only have 30 seconds left to this show.
Yeah.
But one day we're going to have to come on and help these college students and the parents to assure them that there are people like you out there in these colleges who know the whole process, even if your child doesn't have all their stuff in order. But you will help them get it in order, and that's what. Because some people will not, but people like you will. So we, the show is, we only have 10 seconds left, so why don't you just close us out with your final thoughts, and then we'll have our closing song.
Well, I just want to say, look, in the final analysis, you have to give to get. And don't be stingy with your time, your talents, and your ability, because, again, in a final analysis, it comes back to you in a way that you would never imagine.
Wonderful. Couldn't have said it better. So thanks to those who tuned in, and we'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday, at 9 o'clock. So not the same time. Keep on moving up. Remember, there ain't no stopping you now.
for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.